Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
This is RS1. Is RS1.
Part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
It's a brand new year, and that means a brand new season for the Clio Cup Middle East, live from the Dubai Autodrome and in support of the 18th edition of the Hankook 24 Hours of Dubai. So some cracking Clio Cup action, some hot hatches heading out onto track. Qualifying has already taken place for this first race, and the times, take away the pole sitter, are very, very close. But on paper, you have to say that Jerzy Spinkiewicz, the driver from Poland, looking very strong indeed, with a 223.276 in qualifying. He only actually competed on track in qualifying for three laps for Unique Racing. So the 125 car starting from pole position, alongside him will be Yashish Manohar of Pole Position Team, and he is the first car on the grid of the championship class, number 88. Second row, all championship class, and again, Unique Racing entries for Ji Kao and Chen Han Lin, the two drivers from Taiwan, 65 and 58. Stanislav Novikov is next for the Continental Racing Crew. He, again, not part of one of the subcategories, so effectively racing the pole sitter, and alongside him is the first of the gentleman runners for AR Motors, Alex Renner, number 99. Seventh and eighth on the grid, Ahmed Al-Malahi and Kevin Day for Track Time Racing and XL Motorsport, respectively. They're also gentlemen driver entries. Continental Racing and Track Time Racing run Alexander Chakava and Rahil Taneja in the 32 and 8 cars, then 9th and 10th. Charlotte Simmons will start from 11th position, the second of the AR Motors cars. Will Morrison for Track Time Racing is 12th on the grid, ahead of Chan Yi Lin, another Unique Racing car, number 57. Track Time Racing's Nadia Zahour, 14th. And finally, James Greenwood in the AR Motors car is the final entry for the gentleman class. I'm Johnny Palmer. I'm joined by Bruce Jones. Now, I've read the grid as it was at the end of qualifying one. There has, though, Bruce, been some adjustment, and also stewards' decision number two, which I have to admit I'm still trying to find out from the internet. Any news on that, Bruce Jones?
Not that I've discovered. However, for Alex Renner, it's a case of good job in qualifying, but find yourself back, not in sixth on the grid, but right at the tail. So look out for him. Car number 99, and the German racer for AR Motors, one of three cars from their squad, alongside James Greenwood and Charlotte Simmons, is surely going to be one of the drivers picking his way up the order. The race is 25 minutes plus one lap. Let's not forget that extra lap that comes at the end. Now, talking about Alex Renner at the back, I'm going to flip the grid and talk about the driver at the front, Jerzy Spinkiewicz, the Polish racer. A handful of years racing the Clio Cup Europe Series, so this is his way of keeping his hand in over the winter, ready to come back and play in the European Series. But the fact he was just a whisker of a whole second faster than the rest of the pack means this car for the front, car number 125, white base colour with bright, livid orange on the sides and black, that will stand out, but I fear his experience and his pace will be too much for the rest of the opposition.
Yep. Yeah, well, but this is a tricky track at times. Yes, out on pole position, the safest place to be starting from, I suppose, to avoid any potential carnage into the first couple of corners. But the track designer of this place, it's been open, nearly 15 years now, and mistake-inducing corners were deliberately designed into the Dubai Autodrome. So it might feel it's very open in places, but there's always the chance of some problem along the way. We get five illuminated red lights on the starting gantry, green flag at the back, and now underway, and a lot of wheel spin, in fact, for Yashish Manohar. So a much better start for the Polish driver to his left, Jerzy Spinkiewicz, and as we expected, he in the 125 car first away and just covered off any potential encroachment for Manohar as he was working his way towards the first corner, downhill approach, so it's always tricky into turn number one. There was a slight squirm from Spinkovic, but he controlled it well. And Manohar, I think, has been overtaken by the second of the unique motor racing cars. That is G Cow, but the spinner further back, Bruce.
Yeah, it looks like it's another one of the unique racing cars. So that's probably Chan Yi Lin. He got the tail just out on the exit of turn one. And I'm afraid from about fourth place, we've got someone else doing the pirouette and just stopping short of the tires. That's car number 65, which makes it G Cow, one of the handful of Taiwanese drivers. And again, we've seen this time and again, Johnny, at the Dubai Autodrome, necessarily go offline. It's a little bit more, well, dusty than the other circuits.
But also, there is zero weight in the back of these Clios, and unless you've worked the rear tyres as hard as possible on that warming up lap, then it's going to take half a lap, if not a full lap, to get the rear tyre temp into its operating window. But Jerzy Spinkovic has not been too distracted by that and pushes on out front in the 125 car. I think the other spinner coming out of turns one and two was actually Alexander Chakava in the Continental Racing car 32.
Yeah,
and the 65 rotates again.
Yeah, they're half the back straight away from the others. So 65 and 32, their race isn't over, but they've got a lot to do. But up front, Jerzy Spinkovic up the hill into turn 12, leading the pack, controlling it very nicely indeed. Clean start, and it really did pay dividends for the pole.
So Chakava latches onto the rear. He did, in fact, get ahead of the 65. It was still all crossed up. G Cow, the more damaging, really, because he started third and he's now stone last. At least Chakava is trying to work his way up back up to ninth position rather than the top three. Real great gaggle of cars behind the race leader. This, I reckon, is the scrap for second place. Yes, Yashish Manohar is ahead of pretty much the whole of the rest of the field, frankly. So as expected, Jerzy Spinkovic making everybody else appear pretty ordinary, but what we have got is a stonking fight for second place, Bruce.
Yeah, really good. And Stanislav Novikov, who was the other driver in the overall, the top class, alongside Jerzy Spinkovic, getting a little bit loose into turn 13, ran a little wide. He wanted to be getting towards the right-hand side of the circuit, but he just got the line wrong. Still in fourth place, but he rather hampered not just his own line through there, but the driver behind him also got affected. That was Ahmed Al-Malaihi. But is anything affecting Jerzy Spinkovic? I think not. Pulling clear, the end of the opening lap, 3.2 seconds to the good.
Yeah, most impressive after just one circuit, and especially from a standing start as well. Meanwhile, I don't now think that this is putting the kibosh on things, but rear tyre temperature should be fully in the proper window, though, now, so can focus entirely on the tricky right-hander that is lingering through 6 and 7, and then you go into the natural bowl at turn 8. So at least the camber is on your side through that sequence of corners through 8 and 9, and then onto the very long mid-straight, if you like. We often call it the back straight, but it's halfway round the lap. And a good exit for the third place car, which is the 58 of Chan Han Lin. And also making a nuisance of himself is Stanislav Novikov, who now moves to the left-hand side of the circuit. Fully on the defensive is Manohar, and right down the middle is Chan Han Lin, who was much later on the brakes, I would have said, than Manohar. I think he did just about make turn 10, but the car was slip and sliding all over the place, Bruce.
It really doesn't matter what circuit you put these Clio Cup racers on. They have spectacle. In the opening couple of laps, it's notable. You've picked it out, Johnny. They've got no grip at the rear, and those trying to find it. What we're seeing now is the second of the pro-class drivers, if you like. He's down in fourth place, but he's making the moves. Novikov has now decided he's got enough heat into his tyres. He made a couple of mistakes on the opening lap when he didn't, but now he's all over the tail of Chen Han Lin, which really helped the driver in second place, Yashish Manohar. It's just bought him a tiny bit of time between him and the driver in third place, and certainly third place is about to change any moment now with every corner. Novikov getting closer and closer, looking inside, looking outside to see what he can do. He made his mistakes, but now he's the driver with pace, apart from Jerzy Spinkovic. So at the end of this second lap, remember, he was 3.2 seconds to the good at the end of the opening lap. He's gone through turn 16. He's crossed the start finish line fastest lap of the race, no surprise. 5.2 seconds to the good. So not only an outstanding start, but to gain 2 seconds on your second flying lap, pretty impressive. Sorry, your first flying lap.
Yeah, true. But Novikov will be one to watch because he, at the end of that lap, was actually quicker than both Manohar and Chen Han Lin. So Novikov, potentially, if he can get his nose in front of one or if not two of the cars ahead of him, then would he be able to take the fight to Spinkovic? That might still be a bit of an ask. There's a massive squeal of tyres in the background. That is down at turn one. And at least one car off the road there. We'll try and identify that for you in a moment or two. Jerzy Spinkovic, though, is already free of the sweepers. It's car 28 who has rotated. That's Charlotte Simmons in the AR Motors car and was running in fourth position in the championship class.
Yeah, she hasn't lost too much time there and still got five cars behind her. So a little bit of a setback. The car that's... she's got to set off after is Rahil Taneja, one of the two drivers from Indonesia in this race. And that in itself is just emphasising how the global appeal, and certainly Dubai is such a hub of racing in the Northern Hemisphere winter, and you can see why it's attractive. You listen to the drivers who compete in the 24 hours here, and they're just full of their love for this circuit. I think it still goes under the radar, but not for long. We have this fabulous race every year. When I'm talking about this race, I mean the Dubai 24 Hours, and the support package grows and grows and grows. But in a few weeks' time, we've got the Asian Le Mans Series coming up to play. So it's rich pickings if you're living out in the UAE.
And it'll be a double bill for that championship, won't it? Followed by two races at Yas Marina the following weekend. Meanwhile, second, third and fourth placed cars still completely together. Charlotte Simmons trying to recover from that spin at turn one, and effectively you've now got a battle at the rear of the pack of all those cars that have had at least one spin so far. Two of them on the first lap, Charlotte on lap two, so at least she's rejoined with some competition right alongside because of the trials and tribulations for G Cow early in the piece. We know Cow's got a quick car though, qualified in third position, as now towards the latter stages of the third lap, second place, still dueling very, very hard indeed.
Yeah, very, very tight indeed. But car number 88 holding on. That's Yashish Manohar. But the driver in third place, the second of the unique racing cars, all over his tail, doing that inimitable wheel cocking into the final corner, turn 16. It was a feature of the forerunners of the Renault 5 series back nearly 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I just absolutely loved them back in the period. I used to take friends down when I was... reporting on racing, and you say at the end of the day, well, what did you like? Thinking they'd say Formula 3 or whatever. They go, oh, we love the Renaults. And they've stayed true to that form. They're always spectacular, always a good grid. Some of the European grids are sort of 50 cars. It's absolutely phenomenal. But Yashish Manohar doing a fantastic job. He's probably the slowest of the drivers in that battle for second, third and fourth. But hey, he's got track location, and he's holding off all the time. But I really do think it's a question of when.
Outstanding defensive driving, though. He was taking plenty of curb at turn number four. Needs to be careful from a track official point of view not to be cutting corners and indeed running too wide out of the faster stuff around the Dubai Autodrome, because he will be notified for breaching track limits. We haven't had any information on the screen yet that is the case, and he'll get one or two warnings before anything starts to interrupt on the timing itself. But again, clamping his car right to the right-hand side of the circuit, almost glued to that white line, and that's not the cleanest portion of the racetrack either, because it's throwing dust into the eyes of the 58 car of Chen Han Lin, who's now fully alongside in the braking area of Yashish Manohar. But Manohar had the inside line at turn 10, so there is still no way through for Chen Han Lin.
He looks, he feigns, he goes inside, he goes outside, he's got no change, and I'm still expecting Novikov to go past the pair of them, but he runs totally different lines at the moment. He's happy as they scrap, even though these three cars, second, third and fourth, are nose to tail. In the background, the Russian driver, Stanislas Novikov, takes a wider line, a smoother line. He's taking far, far less out of his tyres. Just to reiterate, this is a 25-minute race plus one further lap. We've got 15 minutes remaining plus that further lap. So Novikov clearly understands he's not going to take victory in this race, because Jerzy Stankovic is way, way clear. Nearly 7 seconds to good after three laps. But time is running out. He needs to get past this group to get the maximum he can achieve, which is second place. He's still stuck in fourth place. Car number 10, back of this trio.
And Yashish Manohar also coming from a team that only runs one car. So the benefit, I suppose, for Chen Han Lin is that he's with Unique Racing. Four entries for them, therefore four times the amount of data coming in for the mechanics. Continental Racing have two cars. Novikov in the number 10, and then the 32, Chakova, Alexander Chakova, who's already had a rotation early on. Again, quicker car into turn number one is definitely that machine sitting in third position. Chen Han Lin with Yashish Manohar driving in the mirrors, it has to be said. He will be keeping an eye exactly about where that car behind him is and possibly adjusting his line in response. And the car behind Manohar just looks that little bit more pointy as well, able to make the apex at turns three and four.
Absolutely the pick of the piece. You mentioned the fact it's from a four-car team, Unique Racing, so obviously between them they've got a really good setup. But what I've noticed round the corners, I said that the driver in fourth place, Novikov, has got a smoother line the whole time. He needs to, because he's way, way slower down the start-finish straight. Maybe he just isn't very good through turn 16. I think it's possibly a bit more than that, but he's not able to use the slipstream that he should have. He gets to the exit of turn two, which comes very soon after turn one as you start sweeping. He's right on the tails of second and third, but every time he gets the straight, he falls back. So let's have a look at his pace, hopefully, when he gets out of turn nine to start the back straight down to turn 10 and see him how much ground he loses. But he's got the form, he's got the pace around the corners, but not in the straights. And again, he lost about half a second going down that back straight.
Again, of the three, Novikov is taking the more ideal racing line into turn 10, nice and wide, way out to the left-hand side so he can cut across the apex. And then in contrast, stark contrast, Yashish Manohar is well over to the right, so that is by route alone not the quickest way through the corner, as again the stragglers are continuing to provide really good battling. Charlotte Simmons has actually fallen behind now, the 65 and 32, who change places as they pivot through turn 11 there. So that was Chakova overtaking, no, it's G Cow getting ahead, I reckon, of Chakova. So G Cow doing a 224.6 in qualifying, should be the quickest of those three cars that have been in strife in the early stages. 13 minutes plus a lap still to go as second, third and fourth crest the rise between turns 15 and 16 at the end of the lap. And let's put Bruce's theory into practice. Stanislav Novikov, well, actually tidier through the final corner this time around, and he will have a double slipstream on the two ahead.
Yeah, but in theory he's had that on previous laps, but this time he's much, much closer as he goes down. It's a very, very long start finish straight, but you get down towards the first corner, maybe he's laying off the brakes, but he certainly has a bit of air between him and the driver in third place. And Chen Han Lin again attacking, and again doesn't know what to do, because Yashish Manohar holds the inside line and gives, he said, there's only one option, that's the outside for you. And at the moment Chen Han Lin hasn't taken hold of that, and this time Novikov has gained that little bit. Just, I think he was half a second closer going into turn one, and he's trying to make it work. But if you don't know the circuit, turn one is a tight right-hander, it's about 110 degrees, then turn two a sweeper to the left, and then 3, 4, 5, they come at you very quickly, and if you're covering them off as Yashish Manohar is doing, you know, there really are very, very few options. It feels wide at the Dubai Autodrome, Johnny, with all the runoff air on the outside. However, it isn't, particularly in terms of the racing line, and certainly for Yashish Manohar, we'll get out of that car and sort of melt onto the pavement, because working really, really hard to hold that second place.
Well, apart from at possibly turn 10 and maybe the route into one as well, there are very few places around the track where you can take an alternative route and it be the same time as the more prescribed racing line, particularly because it's so dusty offline as well. So if you start to venture and think outside the box, you're just going to lose a hatful of time as a result. The other thing I've noticed is that because Chen Han Lin is glued to the rear of the second place car, he might be pinged for track limits next, because he can't necessarily see where the next corner is. However, we've had a change now, because Stanislav Novikov has managed to get ahead of Chen Han Lin, and he did that, I reckon, coming out of turn 10 absolutely together again. And Novikov trying around the outside of the kink, very fast kink, at turn 13 might be able to draw level if they can avoid contact into the braking area for 14. And Novikov now has perhaps forced an opening on the 88 Yashish Manohar. No, Manohar again has covered it.
Well, very interesting having a different driver attacking him, because we've seen all race Novikov is happy to take a wide line through corners, whereas Chen Han Lin has always been trying to look up the inside. So suddenly Yashish Manohar in the second place had to go, oh, I've got to have a different form of defence. But the real key was that attack came from the fact that Novikov was half a second closer going into turn one, therefore much closer through turns 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. to the back straight. But I think there was a touch turning into turn 14 with Novikov trying to take the outside, and let's say fender to fender, no real damage done, but again was attacking from a different angle.
Yeah, so it might well have just folded the very exterior section of the wheel arch, just pinged a little dent into that, but no more. It's certainly not fouling the front left wheel. And there is a bit of give in this Clio bodywork, I think almost intentionally, because there's always going to be a bit of touching here and there of a Clio Cup race. It's the first race of the season for the Clio Cup Middle East, live on the Radio Show Limited network of channels. And at the moment, everybody else in this race is being schooled by Jerzy Spinkiewicz. We're not talking about Jerzy a great deal because he is now 12 and a half seconds to the good out front after only six laps.
What do you do if you're that far clear? You set an even faster lap last time around. So he's lapping within a tenth of a second of his qualifying pace, 2 minute 23s. And nobody else in qualifying got below low 2 minute 24s. And in the race, he's had no one to challenge him. All the challenging that we've been watching the whole time is the battle for second, third and fourth. It's still Yahish Manhaha on in second place, but it's a much sterner attack from Alexander Novikov, who's got his nose in front. Will that stick for them? They're going up the slope to turn 12. I think it's still 88 in second place, which is Yahish Manhaha, but it's a fabulous scrap. But again, it's that different line of attack coming from Alexander Novikov. He's looking in places where Chen Han Lin, who's right behind them now, hadn't been probing. So certainly Yahish Manhaha is having to work very hard, but he's on the inside line as they go through the kink, approach turn 14. His nose is actually behind, but he's got that inside line as they turn into that uphill left-hander. It's super tight, and again Alexander Novikov very nearly coming to blows at the foot of the hill into turn 14.
Well, if there wasn't contact on the way in, there may well be now on the way out. And that's the right-hand side now of Novikov's car. So he's potentially got dents on both left and right. The man to really look into all of this could well be Chen Han Lin if it goes wrong. There's a lock up there from the front right, the unweighted wheel on Novikov's car. And that means he's not going to get the traction off the corner. The front right was scrambling for grip, and through goes Chen Han Lin back into third.
Right, little observation. The advantage must be with Chen Han Lin. He's the only driver of that trio who has both of his wing mirrors pointing in the right direction, because the driver in second place, car number 88, Yahish Manhaha, the Indonesian racer, his right-hand mirror is out of order. It's facing the sky, and likewise the left-hand door mirror on car number 10, Alexander Novikov. Well, we said there were blows. Luckily, it seems it was only the wing mirrors.
That was tricky for Stanislav Novikov. He was thrown offline on the route into turn 16, actually turning left briefly for a right-hander. And then as he tried to arrest that slide, that was all that Chen Han Lin needed to go back into the provisional podium slots. Again, no rotation on the rear right wheel of the 58 car, sitting in third, and thinks about a dive up the inside of Manhaha. That was into the bowl at turn 8. But Manhaha, again, he may well be driving in his mirrors, but he's reacting tidily to everything going on behind him, losing a fistful of time to the guy in front. But to be honest, I think that was always going to happen. It's now 15 seconds. The priority for Yashish is to hang on to second place. He's got 6.5 minutes plus the lap to do so.
I've now returned from the 1960s and 70s. Why I was referring to them as wing mirrors, I didn't want to say they were a door mirror. We'll stick with door mirrors because, obviously, mind you, in Japan, we had a mistake from the driver. Yahish Manhaha went off the circuit, came back on, and somehow, in turn 10, that very tight right-hander managed to keep his nose in front. But it's all been given a vigorous shake, this battle for second, third and fourth.
Great to watch. And Stanislav Novikov now around the outside of turn 10 gets the place back again. Meanwhile, a lap ago at that corner, scrapping between Yahish Manhaha and the 58 of Chen Han Lin. Further back down the order, I think Charlotte Simmons has gained a place, yes, on Alexander Chakava. So the Continental Racing car number 32 slips behind the second of the two AR Motors cars. Charlotte's teammate, who is Alex Renner, who had that grid drop, he is running in ninth position in car 99, and just behind Will Morrison. They're separated by just over a second.
The strange thing about Alex Renner, I looked while you were commentating on the start of the race, I was looking, he immediately gained two places, drove literally off the left hand side of the track down the start, finish straight. We've had about four or five cars have spins drop down, and yet he hasn't really gained. However, he was good enough for sixth in qualifying before his denouement, his move to the back of the grid. So I expected more from him, but at least he's got a target. He's 8 tenths of a second down on Will Morrison. He's got someone to attack, and that's not very far behind Rahil Taneja as well. In fact, all the way up to Kevin Day in sixth, it's nose to tail. Sixth down to 10th with Nadia Suhor just completing that group.
waiting for the next gaggle of cars, giving you an indication of the gap from first to second, third and fourth that will pass you by in the blink of an eye. But it's nearly 18 seconds now separating Spinkiewicz from Yashish Manohar. Stanislav Novikov ahead again of Chen Han Lin, so did that towards the end of lap number 8. And Novikov has another opportunity to try and work out where his car is quicker than Yashish Manohar. But there's only 0.6 of a second between them. Have to whittle down that gap first of all and then think about a move mainly at turn 10. That's where I would say that Novikov's opportunities are best. Although Chen Han Lin getting a good exit out of turn 9 this time around. Certainly no shortage of straight line speed for car 58. But Stanislav, who struggled on the main straight, looks strong on the back section between 9 and 10.
Yeah, I really think for Stanislav Novikov, his best chance is actually into turn 14. Because what he's been doing to Yashish Manohar, he's taken the outside line, so a wider entry and a tighter exit. He then gets up alongside to driver's left. But then, of course, you get to turn 15 over the crest of the hill. But if he can brave it out around the outside, but then it's not that far down the slope to turn 16. If you're on the outside there, well, you're not going to get much change. You might just find a gravel trap. But quite honestly, I really thought that we would have seen Novikov getting through to second place quite easily. Wouldn't be able to do anything about Spinkiewicz, but I didn't just assess that Yashish Manohar would be so absolutely sturdy and valiant in that second place.
He was 0.4 of a second clear of everybody else when you take Jerzy Spinkiewicz out of the qualifying results. So Spinkiewicz's time a full second quicker than Manohar, but Manohar in turn 0.4 faster than Ji Kao. He was 0.6 faster than Chen Han Lin and 0.7 quicker than Stanislav Novikov, who is now right on his boot lid. Three cars, when you peer at them coming out of 16 from turn one, you can only tell there's one car there because they're tucked in behind the silhouette of Yashish Manohar. Then, like the typical Formula Ford bomb burst, they split out to almost three abreast. But then running down into turn number one, still in the same order. Manohar from Novikov from Lin. And then a bigger gap of, what does that sit at now? 6.3 seconds to the next best car, number 64 of Ahmed Al-Malehi.
Yeah, but a bit like Yashish Manohar, Ahmed Al-Malehi in fifth place has got Kevin Day, Rahel Taneja, Will Morrison, Alex Renner, a five-car battle. And it's a bit of a gap back to Nadid Sihur. So for the people at the circuit, they've got plenty to watch. People on TV, it's so hard to draw our eyes away from this battle for second, third and fourth. I thought it'd be sorted within two or three laps. How wrong was I? Thank goodness, because it's been absolutely enthralling. But Yashish Manohar gets my driver of the race. Forget the fact that Jerzy Spinkiewicz is the best part of 20 seconds to the good. And equally, at the moment, having fallen away from that group in fifth place, Ahmed Malahi has got plenty to contend with as well. But the clock's counting down into the final 2 minutes, plus, don't forget, the bonus lap at the end.
Leader's doing 2:23s, and therefore we'll have the rest of this lap. One more as part of the 25 minutes, and the additional one at the end of that is my reckoning on it. And again, it's side-by-side between Manohar to the inside and Novikov to the outside. Chen Han Lin taking a watching brief right behind the two of them. But once more, Yashish Manohar not got the quickest car of these three, but his car placement is superb. And he was on the inside of turn 12, preventing Novikov from taking the inside racing line. And what is Manohar like on the brakes this time around again? Well, just parks the car right in the middle of the track. And already Stanislav Novikov had decided he was going to go to the outside line. Couldn't change that in the braking area. And Manohar will stay ahead.
Well, either Manohar, the driver, one of the two drivers from Indonesia, spent a lot of time on the sim concentrating on the Dubai Autodrome. Or he's a notable talent because he's been challenged by two drivers who took different lines to attack. In fact, Chen Han Lin early on was taking different lines almost every corner, but he just could not unseat Manohar. So another lap goes on the board. Yeah, doesn't matter. They're 21.4 seconds down on the lead battle. They're having a fantastic scrap. They'll be learning a lot. And then, of course, I suppose we need to talk about classes. Yashish Manohar in second place is leading the championship class, leading the gentleman class, which is class C, effectively, is the driver in fifth place, Ahmed Al-Malehi, who surely has got this lap and one more lap will be able to stay ahead of this five-car gaggle, fifth through to ninth place, but doing a good job as he goes.
from a long way back. Alex Renner was trying to get by Will Morrison into turn number one, but that didn't quite happen for the all-white number 99. Cracking paint scheme, though, for Will Morrison in the yellow and red of car number 69. One place change for sixth spot on that lap. Rahil Taneja getting ahead of Kevin Day. So Taneja now up to second in the sub-gentleman category. Huge lock-up from the rear for race leader Jerzy Spinkiewicz. Is it time to be showboating because the clock has reached zero? Still got one more lap to go at the end of this one, Jerzy Spinkiewicz, so he'll need some tyre left on those rears.
I rather like your description then, the sub-gentleman class. I'm afraid you don't have the behaviour or the means to be a gentleman here. Don't expect clean racing.
Yes, you know what I meant. I
do
hope.
Entirely know what
Good-o.
You mean.
But yeah, that might be something to incorporate into 2024, perhaps.
I feel there could be a gentleman class in the British Touring Car Championship.
Yeah, but I see where you're going with that, definitely. Zero is the time on the clock. Again, a puff of Michelin tyre smoke from the 125 of Jerzy Spinkiewicz. Sensibly not taking too much curb to not punish those tyres any further, but he has again got one further lap to do of the Dubai Autodrome.
But one of the things, Unique Racing, they've got Chang Yi Lin, Chen Hanlin, who's in that scrap for second place, Ji Kao, so three Taiwanese drivers, but perfectly they've got the fourth car set up by Jerzy Spinkiewicz, seasons of racing in the Clio Cup, principally in Europe, but he's come here and he'll be sorting their cars very nicely because clearly what suits him is pretty clean. Mind you, he's at another level to the rest, so having a car set up for him is probably what you need. You need something set up for the others. He may well have done that, because certainly you commented, Johnny, that car 58 with Chen Hanlin, the second of the Unique Racing cars, has looked really, really a wieldy tool, able to go where the driver wants, and that is probably a big recommendation as Chen Hanlin kicks up the dust on the red paint in front of the pit wall, getting very close, trying to get past Stanislas Novikov, which buys time another lap in which down into turn one, Yashish Manor is just having it his own way.
And I think Stanislas Novikov was just about within his right to do what he did just then, which was edge towards the pit wall. The good news for him is that Chen Hanlin wasn't actually overlapping at the time, so all he did was close the door to prevent the Taiwanese from getting alongside. Had he been door handle to door handle and Stanislav tried that move, then the steward, I'm sure, would have stepped in for a decision to make, because that's the last thing I want to see, cars being edged towards a concrete pit wall, particularly in the dust there where it's easy to lose control of your car. Still a massive lock-up for Jerzy Spinkiewicz. Thank goodness he's not going to need these tyres in later races. Well, you said a Michelin, so I would imagine, for later in the weekend.
You know what? When you're driving, you can't even see your rivals, because at the moment, our race leader, Jerzy Spinkiewicz, is just at the turning point for turn 12, the right-hand hairpin at the... And his rivals in second, third and fourth are only two-thirds of the way down that back straight between turns 9 and 10. And I think it's his keeping his concentration in. But the person who's having to concentrate hardest, as he has since the start of the race, is Yashish Manohar. Very, very impressive Indonesian driver. And he's been stalwart in his defence of second place. It would be tragic for him if he loses it on this final lap. So sprint to the finish, effectively.
Spinkiewicz with no pressure. And he hasn't really had pressure from the end of, well, half a lap into this, what will be a 12-lap race. 22.7 seconds was the advantage as he began this final sector of the race. And now heading down into turn 16. Not another car in sight, either in the door mirrors or ahead of him. And it's been an imperious display for Polish driver Jerzy Spinkiewicz to take the first race of the season in the Clio Cup Middle East at the Dubai Autodrome. And north of 22 seconds later will be, well, Yashish Manohar. It is the 88 car still just ahead of Stanislav Novikov. And the more of the closer of the two battles is actually Stanislav to Chen Hanlin now. So really good performance that for Yashish Manohar, realising he wouldn't be able to take the fight to the race leader and had to fully concentrate on defence instead. Change at the death for positions 5th and 6th with Rahil Taneja just ahead of Ahmed Al-Malehi, although there was some contact there, chucking it up the inside to Taneja. And had Ahmed Al-Malehi not been there, would he have been able to make the final bit of turn 16? Was there a gap there? I suppose there was, actually.
There was.
And he clipped the curb. There was some contact, which forced 64 car further out wide as well. but Ahmed Al-Maleihi caught napping a little there towards the end.
Well, I think so. He'd been at the head of that class from the outset of the race, but that was a good charge from the end. It made it exciting, and certainly I think the problem for Rahul Taneja was he went off the ground. Classic Clio racing on the apex of turn 16, came down to terra firma, found there wasn't enough grip, and unfortunately Al-Maleihi pushed the outside. So class victory in the Gentleman Cup class goes to fifth place to Taneja. Class victory in the Championship class to the driver who worked hardest in that race, that's Yashish Madahar, but a dominant 24.2 second victory, I beg his pardon, to Jerzy Spinkovic, a masterclass from the pole.
It really was, and after only a handful of laps in qualifying, three of them, so that would have been an out lap, a quick lap, which was the 2:23.2, and then back in again, you have to think. I beg your pardon, he did four laps rather than the three, and the quickest of those four was lap number three. So two flyers, and jobs are good in, because he knew the 2:23.276 was probably going to be enough. Well, it was a full second faster than the rest of the field. Jerzy Spinkovic is the opening winner in the 2023 Clio Cup Middle East at the Dubai Autodrome from Yashish Manohar, who also wins the championship class. Stanislav Novikov did gain a place, or a couple of places, across the 25 minutes to finish on the podium overall, and second in his individual category. Chen Han Lin, second in the championship and fourth overall. And then a big gathering of gentleman class cars for Rahul Taneja, winning the gentleman category in car number 8 and finishing ahead of Ahmed Al-Maleihi, also in the gentleman, Will Morrison third, Alex Renner fourth, and Kevin Day in fifth position. Charlotte Simmons, who struggled on lap 3, was it, with her spin, or possibly lap 2, the 28 car, eventually finishes in 14th position. There was some progress made after the early spin for G. Cow, eventually finishing just in the top 10.
Yeah, a few changes. Kevin Day fell down the order a little bit. He'd got up to sixth place overall. He was challenging the driver who'd been at the front of that class for ages, Ahmed Al-Maleihi, but clearly they had to give best, and Maleihi right at the very end of that final corner. Watching that race, 15 cars started, 15 cars finished, 15 drivers had adventures, some more than others, but really, for Jerzy Spinkovic, I expected him to win. You know, the pedigree he has racing the Clio Cup. He produced the goods, that's exactly what he needed to do. But whenever I see Clio Cup races, I think that's why it's a global category. And where it isn't, it ought to be, because they just make such good racing cars. Spectacular to look at. Nobody minds seeing a car cocking a wheel around the tighter corners. And certainly it was a great place for them to come and play. And it was a really clean start from Jerzy Spinkovic at the start of the race. And the overtaking was happening further back down the order. But for the pole sitter to get his nose in front on the run down to turn one, his own teammate Chen Han Lin was pushing very, very hard on Yashish Manohar. We had spins very, very early on. Car 65 went a spinning. That was the first. That was G. Cow. And then a little bit further back on that opening lap, another driver took to the extreme edge of the circuit and went out and very nearly kissed the tyre wall. But as soon as the race leader got out front, it was a case of just proceeding as per normal. The battling was further back in the group, but second, third and fourth, Manohar, Chen Han Lin and Stanislav Novikov, who got right into the mix. They pushed, they tried, they shoved, and they just couldn't get past Yashish Manohar. So that was one class victory for the two drivers from Indonesia, and it was the final corner of the race at the end of events, 12 laps on the board, where the other Indonesian driver came through and took the third of the classes, the second of the classes, which you have the gentleman's class, which went his way. So the next race is at UAE 12:20 time on Sunday. But it's been a good way to start, Johnny.
It certainly has. And we will have full coverage of the second and final race this weekend of the Clio Cup Middle East live from the Dubai Autodrome. As Bruce mentions, race time at 20 past 12, but we'll be on air at quarter past the hour for, quarter past 11 UAE time for the start of that race.
Sorry, I said Sunday there. Of course, I mean Saturday. The graphic on the screen says Sunday, but I can assure you it's in the prelims for the Dubai 24 Hours. And as far as we know, that's tomorrow.
Yes, rather than throwing out an extra 15 cars into a 24-hour race, although the 24-hour race will be finished by that point, won't it? So anyway, It's this side of the 24-hour race that you can catch the second race of the weekend for the Clio Cup Middle East. My thanks to Bruce Jones, Tim Gray as well for keeping us on air, and we will catch you tomorrow for part two.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.